The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
While discussing the issue with my friend the other day, I think we have found the solution. I'm sure you've heard the idea that if you're a senior, you need to suck it up and give up the idea that you need any health care. A new hip? Unheard of. We simply can't afford to take care of you anymore. You do not need any medications for your high blood pressure, diabetes, heart problems, etc. Let's take care of the young people, after all. They will be ruling the world very soon. So, here's the solution, but remember it's really facetious and not for real. When you turn 70, you get a gun and 3 bullets. You're allowed to shoot 1 senator and 2 representatives. Of course, you will be sent to prison, where you will get 3 meals a day, a roof over your head, and all the health care you need. New teeth? Great. Need glasses? No problem. Need a hip? Knee? Kidney? Lungs? Heart? Well, bring it on. And who will be paying for all this? The same government that just told you that you're too old for health care. And since you're a prisoner, you don't have to pay any income tax. How about that? And now, how about this little gem, which is for real, deep, and thoughtful? Thanks to Jean Sandin for this one and many of the others we shared with our listeners, because they always struck an emotional or human note. This is called, you have to love this, God Said No. I asked God to take away my habit. He said, no, it's not for me to take away, it's for you to give it up. I asked God to make my handicapped child whole. God said, no, his spirit is whole, his body is only temporary. So I asked God to grant me patience. God said, no, patience is a byproduct of tribulations. It is not granted, it is learned. I asked God to give me happiness. God said, no, I give you blessings. Happiness is up to you. So I asked God to spare me pain. God said, no, suffering draws you apart from worldly cares and brings you closer to me. I asked God to make my spirit grow. God said, no, you must grow on your own, but I will prune you to make you fruitful. So I asked God for all things that I might enjoy life. God said, no, I will give you life so that you may enjoy all things. Then I asked God to help me love others as much as he loves me. God said, ah, finally you have the idea. This day is yours. Don't throw it away. To the world, you might be one person, but to one person, you just might be the world. Good friends are like stars. We don't always see them, but you know they're always there. Isn't this priceless? For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.